Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247. And if you can remember, we are doing a study of 1 Peter. And we're at 1 Peter, the first chapter. And at the moment, we're at verse 14. And this is what verse 14 says. It says this. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better than that. Or rather, you didn't know any better then. And I just wanted to add an addendum to that verse, but you do now. You see, you do now. You know better now, beloved. Right now, I'm talking as though every person who is listening to this broadcast is born again of the Spirit of God and knows the Lord Jesus Christ very well. But beloved, perhaps you don't. Perhaps you've turned on to this radio station, you've heard about it and you want to have a little listen. It's Christmas time. We're getting closer and closer to that day when we celebrate the birth of our Lord. And you thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little listen, see what it's all about. And I believe that you're listening to this program. And deep inside you, there's a yearning. There's a sense of loss. Something is missing. There is a hole. Well, I can tell you now, beloved, that that hole can be filled immediately. Right now, right at this moment, that hole inside you can be filled straight away. And you can go from your old life to a brand new life, and all you have to do is ask. It's as simple as that. So all you've got to do is ask, so that your old life will die away and your new life will begin. You see, Peter is saying this. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. No, you didn't. And maybe you still don't. But today, that can change. With the Spirit of God living inside you, beloved, let me tell you what will happen. You will not want to do those desires that you had before. The desire to do what you were doing will just disappear. I really believe that. I truly believe that. And all you've got to do is to repeat the words of this prayer and mean it in your heart, in your very heart of hearts. Just mean what you're saying. And I know my Lord will show you the way. He will light the path for you. Repeat these words after me. Say this. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong in the past. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to forgive me and wash me clean. Find me once again. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me a brand new person. Revive me once again. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. This I promise. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died to set me free, and that on the third day you rose again. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you've just said that prayer, your life is going to begin again. Your new life starts right here and right now. And what Peter is saying is he is assuming that you have new life in Christ and that you no longer want to live the way you lived before. And he's saying here, So you must live as God's obedient children. You must obey what the Lord says. You see, when I was a kid, my father used to say to me, "Listen, I want you to do this." I would obey him. I knew better not to obey him. If I didn't obey him, I would find out. And that wasn't a nice feeling, believe you me. But I loved my dad so much. Because he disciplined me, I loved him. Sounds ridiculous, I know. But today, discipline seems to have gone out the window. Today, it's really difficult to discipline anybody. Because no one has a sense of purpose. The world doesn't have a sense of purpose, so they don't understand obedience. When God tells us to do something, beloved, we must do it. Because if we don't, disaster is around the corner. Disaster is there. And you know what? When you love the Lord with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind, and he tells you to do something, you know what? There is a desire in your heart to do it. But you see, sometimes we are rebellious. And if I were to say, hands up those of you who are rebellious, my hand's in the air right now. My hand is in the air. I have a rebellious nature sometimes. And I don't like obeying. But that has to change. Times are short. Believe you me, it's not going to be long before the Lord is here. And I want the Lord God to come back for his spotless bride, the Bible says. That's what he's going to do. And I want his bride to be spotless. I want the church to be united. I want the church to have heart unity. And when I say the church, I mean the Catholics, the Protestants, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Church of Christ, all of these different denominations, if you will. They need to come together, beloved. They need to come together and have a heart attitude, a heart unity about them. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. Whatever your desires are, your very own desires, they have to now meet and match up with God's will for your life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Beloved, if you just said that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Listen, no one is going to contact you. No one is going to email you back if you don't want them to. It's just nice to know so that we can pray for you. And if you don't want us to pray publicly, we will pray privately. I will give your name to the prayer team and they'll just pray for you. Send me an email now to studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say, "It was me." That's all you've got to do. Is simply say, "It was me." You don't even have to sign your name. Nothing at all. Just say, "It was me." studio@worshipradio247.org. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. We're going to continue worshiping right now. Ooh.